I registered my patriality soon after Latvia received its independence. I think it was 1992 or 3 or something. Always intending to go through, follow up and get my citizenship, my passport, but I wasn't able to finish the process at that stage. And of course, Latvia was just a newly independent state, had no relationship with the EU. And I'd been traveling and I'd always spent most of my time in other countries like Afghanistan, Latin America, Africa and so on, where Latvia didn't have an embassy to finish it up. And so it turns out that when I was in prison, an official at the Latvian embassy, sorry, the Latvian foreign ministry thought that my name sounded Latvian, and she instructed one of her staff to check. And of course, because I existed, I had a registration number that was associated with that, and therefore I existed in the system, and that was enough for her to give me my nationality and my passport. And remarkably, the first I heard about this, the first I knew that I was actually a citizen, was when your story appeared and was circulated and was published, and it was smuggled into prison. And I was reading this story from someone who'd smuggled it in, and discovered myself was described as a Latvian-Australian dual national.
Right.
And I had no idea.
And at that point, I guess you thought, I hope this guy has checked his facts.
Yes.
But the whole thing happened like without your instigation and without your knowledge at all.
Absolutely without my knowledge or instigation.
Wow.
And I was very, very proud of that. And in fact, the Latvian ambassador, Iveta Sulka, came into prison one day with... It was a big kerfuffle. She organized it, especially. They came in with all of the official vehicles, the flags and escorts and so on, all of her staff, and she marched in and threw all of the prison officers into a great flap, and proceeded to issue me with, or take my iris scan and my fingerprints and all the rest of it and all of the details and issued me with the passport.
I think it may have kind of had slightly bigger repercussions, unexpected consequences in a way as well, in that it seemed to show that it was possible to go places and issue passports, and they kind of have like a mobile passport unit which is going to various different embassies and things now, and maybe the fact that they'd done it with you showed that it was possible, you know. And
whatever,
if you can do it in prison, I guess you can do it anywhere.
Exactly. Well, look, I was very proud of that. I was incredibly proud and honoured to have that recognition and support from the Latvians. And for us, for me in particular, well, for all of us, it was hugely important, because it was not only support from a tiny state on the Baltics and the Baltic Sea, but it mobilised European Union support, and that made a huge difference. The Latvians, of course, held the rotating presidency of the EU towards the very end of our imprisonment, and that was really important, because they were able to, again, get the European Union involved. For all of those reasons, it was a big deal.
And now you have the book out. What was the process of writing that like? I mean, were you revisiting things? Were you realizing things in the process of writing that maybe you hadn't noticed at the time?
The thing about the book was that for a start, it's a family book. It's not my book. It's a book that the whole family has collaborated with. And as you can imagine, trying to get two authors to agree to one story is enough of a problem, let alone five authors. So it was a really challenging process. At a personal level, it was a real revelation, because I learned about things, not just about our story, but what my family was doing in a lot more detail than things that I didn't know. It also helped the family to work through a lot of issues that we still hadn't, you know, a lot of sort of misunderstandings and disagreements and so on. And because we were publishing it for the public record, we had to sit down and talk about these issues and go through them together. So it was a real struggle for all of us. At a personal level, in prison, I've always felt that prison was a challenge for us. But I've never felt damaged by it. I don't feel traumatized by it. It was a very, very difficult experience, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody else. But I don't feel that revisiting it causes me a lot of stress. And in fact, if anything, what happens is that I've learned more and more about what we went through as I've thought more deeply about it in the process of writing.
And I imagine it must be different voices from the different family members. I mean, it must have been quite interesting to hear, well, essentially someone else's thoughts rather than just the actions.
Yeah, exactly. And in ways that, I mean, you know, when you're sitting down having a family conversation, you can never get to the kind of depth that, that we could through the book and through the process of writing the book. So, yeah, it was fantastic to see and understand a lot more about what they were doing and what it meant to them personally as well, the sort of stresses that they were under that I understood at the time to a peripheral extent, but that they, as any good family member does, they shielded me also from a lot of the stresses that they felt they needed to keep away from me at that point.
And with the predictable final question, what does the future hold for you?
Well, I feel really bloody minded, quite determined. You know, I feel like I need to make a statement that this is not going to silence me. I'm back, going back to my journalism. I've already started reporting, doing long form current affairs documentaries. I'm working on my own book, and I'm doing quite a bit of public speaking. And I'm also working on setting up a press freedom organisation in Australia. So there's a lot on at the moment.